once a year. Many Poles around the world look forward to getting pączkied. Pączki Day is next week, the Polish version of Mardi Gras Fat Tuesday. But this festival's version of naughtiness is just jelly donuts, known as pączki. The treats are off-limits once Lent begins, so Polish bakeries around the country are furiously cooking the pastries by the thousands. In preparation for Pączki Day, the Polish Center of Wisconsin, in the town of Franklin, helps distribute pączkis to celebrants, and Luann Landgraf joins us from the center. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, I'm happy to be here today.
And how is a pączki different from a jelly donut that you might get at Dunkin' Donuts?
Well, first of all, the pączkis are filled with many more eggs and butter, because pączkis were the Polish cook's way of using up the eggs and butter that could not be consumed during Lent. So they're much richer.
Oh, so they're better for you.
Oh, well, absolutely.
Okay, so what do they look like as opposed to a jelly donut?
Well, they do look very similar to a jelly donut. Mm-hmm. However, the prune pączki
Oh, sorry. The notion of it is making me tremble. Go ahead, yes.
Actually, those are my favorite. I don't eat jelly donuts, but my favorite are the prune. And they have a dusting of powdered sugar on them. Mm-hmm. The raspberry pączki have a dusting of granulated sugar. And they're richer and they're much better. And I'll tell you another secret.
Yeah, yeah.
They freeze very well.
That's probably the best place for them, isn't it?
In the freezer. They freeze very well, and you can microwave them, and they're just like right out of the oven.
And not to be discouraging, has anybody ever done a caloric analysis?
I don't even want to know the answer to that question.
Well, the whole idea is to eat it before you can't eat it, right?
That is correct.
How many do you have to bake this time of year?
Well, we have sold 15,000 pączki.
My gosh, that's a lot of lard, isn't it?
It's a lot of butter and a lot of eggs. We started this 5 years ago as a Polish Awareness Day. Certainly, we don't have a St. Patrick's Day, but everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day, and what we'd like to see is everybody being Polish on Pączki Day, which is Fat Tuesday.
Ms. Landgraf, are they serving pączki in Warsaw?
Yes, they do.
So it's not just a Polish-American thing, it's Polish,
No,
too.
It is not.
So being there in Wisconsin, has the whole idea of like a cheddar pączki ever occurred to you?
You know, that's an interesting take. I can present that to the committee and see if they'd like to try cheddar pączki. Somehow, I don't know that the cheddar and the sugar would go, but it could be. It could be very good.
Well, Ms. Landgraf, it's been awfully nice to talk to you, and might I say, happy pączki.
Well, thank you very much.
Luann Landgraf at the Polish Center of Wisconsin in Franklin, Wisconsin.